Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome you again to a wonderful show, a show that's for you and about you. Those of you that work hard, you maybe make great money, but man, you want to know, how can I get that money working for me so I don't have to work so stinking hard for that money? How can I get these things working so I can actually enjoy my life while I'm young, while I actually appreciate it, you know, while I'm healthy? You know, how can I live the life that I love with those that I love right now, not 30 or 40 years from now if I'm lucky at retirement? That's what the show is about, guys, and I appreciate you guys joining and tuning in. I appreciate those of you that have been sharing this show and helping me grow this, because this is the ripple effect I want to create with Money Ripples. So thank you so much. Today, I want to talk about a subject where, I've had this asked so many times, and over the years especially, and I get this from whether it be clients, and I even get it from people that are just in passing. And even recently, I was in a Facebook group where someone, was talking about health and wellness, right? And they're saying, I would love to be able to eat healthier foods, or I'd love to be able to afford to do these things to help my health, but honestly, I just can't afford it. And so I want to address that very question for those of you. And this can be applied to anything. It may not just be health, by the way. This really is the same answer I would give if someone says, "Oh, Chris, I wish I could be like you where you're out in Hawaii and you're snowboarding, you escape for the winter and you go do things." Well, guess what? It's kind of some of the same answers. Whatever you want to afford, this is for you. And so, but I want to specifically make this around health, because this is something that I've actually done, especially over the last few years, being married to my wife, the wife that I'm married to now, Adis. She is all about healthy living. In fact, I remember even when I was dating her, this is even when I was really pinching my pennies, because, times were getting tight, especially when I was going through a divorce myself, and I was starting to date Adis, and she's like, "Hey, just so you know, I eat organic, I eat non-GMO foods," and I looked at the prices of those things, I'm like, "Oh my gosh. Like, I've got a ton of kids. I mean, I got 5 million kids. You know that, right?" Okay, I've got 6, right? She's got 2. So we've got 8 together between the two of us. And a lot of times people are like, "How in the heck do you even afford to feed all those kids?" The real question is, how do we afford to feed them with a lot of healthy foods? And we don't go to doctors very often. I just went to a doctor recently because I sprained my ankle out here in Hawaii, going out for a run. And so, that's the first time I've gone to a doctor in a couple years, So, it's not something we do very often. But it's great when we do. And I'll tell you, in the last year, even though we don't go to doctors, in the last year, going over numbers, we spent in somewhere in the ballpark of almost $30,000 towards our health. And most of it's preventative measures, whether it be buying good foods. Actually, if we throw in the food part, then we're probably looking closer to $40,000 a year this last year. But a lot of it's been, just even using things like chiropractic, or different things with supplementation and things like that, and working out and massage work, different types of massage and different types of healing and things like that. We put a lot of money into it. And you think back, you're like, "Dang, Chris, you could have bought a property or two with that kind of money." And the truth is, yes, we could have, But I'll tell you one thing I've learned is, and I've seen this with myself and also with other business owners, that your health is one of the biggest things you should be investing in first and foremost. I've noticed with myself, and I even did a show last year. If you remember, I did one with Dr. Sean Talbot. We talked about that as well. And that was some of the stuff I've invested in too, things with my gut health. And I'll tell you, it makes a huge difference. Because first and foremost, I mean, even before I tell you how to afford it, I will tell you that from a production standpoint, from the ability to earn income, your energy, your health is vital. Having that vitality is essential, because if you're in a place, for example, that you have more energy, you're going to be more efficient. If you're more mentally awake, you're going to be able to be more efficient in less time. you will be able to create and make more money. Now, you might be working a job. You might say, hey, I'm limited on this income. But I will tell you, even if you're in a healthier place, you will probably see opportunities and take advantage of opportunities that others won't, because you'll be able to see it, because you'll be in a place where you'll do it. You're not just reacting. You're not just barely getting up. I mean, there's so much money lost in lost work production because people are not even just not just sick, but in most people's cases, they're just not healthy. They're not well. You know, they're not sick, but they're also not well. They're right in the middle. This is the one thing I would definitely recommend going back and listen to that interview I did with Dr. Sean Talbot about the importance of health within your business or with production. But, you know, we talked a lot about that there's most people are in the category of being unwell, which means that you're not really sick, but you're not really feeling great either. And some of you might think you feel fine, especially if you're a guy. A lot of us, we don't feel horrible until it's too late and we become sick or ill, right? But there's most people are in the category of just, hey, I wake up, I have really bad back pain. This is kind of the thing. I'm getting older, you know, that kind of stuff, right? Now, I'll tell you, I'm getting older too. My recovery time's not exactly the way it was when I was in my 20s. I can't eat the same foods I did when I was in my teens and 20s that I can now. I mean, I remember when I started hitting 25, all of a sudden I started getting a little bit of a belly. I'm like, what's this from? How'd that happen? Well, metabolism's not the same, and foods aren't the same anymore. And so I'm here to tell you that eating the right foods, exercise, you know, the proper nutrition, and nutrition, by the way, is probably by far the most important thing. But even things I've done too with, you know, allergy treatments, I'll tell you the trifecta has been chiropractic, allergy treatments, and then supplementation. Those have been the three things I've invested in that's taken up most of that money right there that I had mentioned beyond just eating foods, good foods. And so anyways, so I want to get to the point. I mean, this is essential for production and be able to make money. It's vital that you're at a place where you feel good. You can attract more abundance and you can actually create more if you're in that place. Now, how do you afford it? Now, I will tell you, for many of you, if maybe you haven't listened to this show for very long, or if you haven't done this, go download the ebook that I have called Beyond Rice and Beans, 7 Secrets to Free Up Cash Today on my website, moneyripples.com. Some of the best ways to find cash are right there. And that's a short ebook. It's not even a long read. I mean, you can seriously read that in less than a half an hour. Apply it takes longer. You know, it takes time to apply your own stuff, but there are some really good tips in there to help you do it. I will tell you this important point, is that there is no such thing as you can't afford anything. You can afford anything that you prioritize, and I mean anything. You can afford anything you prioritize. I guarantee that if your family's at risk, you will find the money. If it were an emergency situation and you have to rush your kids to the hospital, your wife or your husband to the hospital, you would do whatever it takes. Money would be a secondary factor, wouldn't it? And guess what? You wouldn't be alone. I wouldn't blame you one bit. Nobody would, because we would find a way to do it. Money, and I learned this from my dad when I was going through some tough times right about the time I was leaving college. Money was tight. And I remember just kind of lamenting over money. I was like, whoa. You know, I used my overdraft for the very first time right about the time I was getting out of college. I had, you know, misestimated, you know, made a mistake in estimating on how much things are going to cost. And so I used my overdraft the first time. I think it was a couple $100, and I freaked out. And my dad, who's usually a penny pincher, he taught me an important lesson. He said, Chris, it's just money. Money can be made. Money can be made again and again. And I'll tell you, like, there's been many times in my life when I felt financial stress that those words would ring from, you know, echo in my ears from my father, and said, hey, it's just money. You can always make more of it. Don't worry. It's okay. And I'll tell you guys the same thing. And I'll tell you, you can afford anything you prioritize. Anything that you hold to be important, you will find a way to make it work. You know, there's people that are drug addicts, and I've known people that have been drug addicts or recovering drug addicts that say, wow, I made so much more money when I was addicted to drugs than I did. Now I'm off of drugs. Why? Because they had a why. They had a need for it. They prioritized it so much. Their mind was always working to figure out, okay, where can I find the money? And they would figure out a way. You know, sometimes it was illegal, but a lot of times it was legal means. It wasn't even just doing illegal stuff or stealing. Sometimes they would just find the money, right? So understand that you can afford anything you prioritize, anything that you hold to be important. So the question is are these things really that important to you? Is health really that important? Okay, good. Secondly, I would say this is start somewhere. You may not be able to go the full Monty, you know, with this. Like, you may not be able to do all the things that I'm doing. And I'll tell you, I had to ease into it a little bit. You know, for example, when my wife, you know, mentions like, hey, we're going to eat organic, I remember she would have me go grocery shopping with her. And I'm like, okay, wait, we're really going to buy this? It's really that big of a difference? Really? You know? Now, granted, we started to find places where we could find it. You know, would we shop at Costco or Walmart, or would we shop over here for this or that? You know, we started to find out where places would have it cheaper, right? But in the beginning, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is a lot. These are huge. Well, in the end, I found out it was only a few $100 a month difference. Prices were going up on food everywhere, and organic options were becoming more readily available, especially as I looked for it. And so we started there. Supplementation, we started building that over time. And I will tell you, though, I mean, there's a clinic, for those that are in Utah, if you're outside of Utah, this doesn't help, but there was a clinic that actually would test our bodies to figure out which supplementation would work. That saved us a ton of money of trying to, you know, try especially everybody's network marketing type products, right? Because everybody has this cure, their network marketing company. I'm not saying they're not good products, but there's a lot of products that work for some that don't work for others. There is no silver bullet with anything. And I've found some good products. Actually, the ones that Dr. Sean Talbot done, I've had a few people go to a local place to be tested. In many cases, we've seen that a lot of those supplements have worked, which is pretty surprising. Most of the time, it's not that way. Some will work, some won't for your own body. So you got to figure out what works for your individual needs. That saved us tons of money just by doing that. Just by having samples and say, hey, try this. What about this or this? And then we can figure out which ones work. But, you know, start somewhere, you know, chiropractic, same thing. Like I had to start with, you know, chiropractic that maybe wasn't always like the top of the line chiropractic, but I still wanted to do some sort of chiropractic that would work. You know, I remember in 2013, so it was right barely after I launched Money Ripples, I was watching every little penny because I was starting from nothing, right? I was starting from a company that had really no clients or anything. I just broke off from my previous company. Had and really was, you know, starting from zero, right? I was, you know, eating up some of the savings and things like that. And I was trying to figure out how to make it. And I remember it was just a few months later, it was 2013. We had a little bit leaner of a Christmas than we had in the past. But we said, hey, it's okay, we're gonna get through this. And so beginning of the year, I remember thinking, okay, I gotta figure out how to get chiropractic. You know, and I put it in my ideal life vision. You know, those of you that have heard me talk about this in one of the earlier episodes of mine with Ann Webb. I did an ideal life vision where I mentioned, like, I go to regular chiropractic. Well, funny enough, right after I wrote that down, I had a call, I had a voicemail waiting. It was actually while I was pretty much typing up my ideal life vision and not taking calls. I go check my messages, and guess what? I had a chiropractor call me and say, hey, Chris, hey, I'd love to start working with you. Maybe we do an exchange. Maybe you coach me and I, you know, give you chiropractic services for you and your family in exchange. I was like, heck yeah, let's do it. You know, it was awesome. I didn't have to pay for it necessarily. I was just had to find a way to exchange and create value. And so we did. Had a great long-term, you know, type of relationship because of that. So guys, there's so many ways you can do it. You don't have to do it all at once. I'm not saying you have to go the full Monty and spend hundreds of thousands of dollars, but you can start somewhere. And what happens is that just like anything, you have to acclimate. Just like if you're hiking up to Mount Everest, right? You know, you always know there's always base camps, and they do that because it takes weeks. You're spending weeks adjusting to new altitudes so that you can actually get to the summit of Mount Everest. You don't just say, you know what? Hey, I hiked a mountain once. Let's do this thing. You know, like, it's not like that at all. It's like, nope, we're going to figure out how to make it work. And you do it, you know, but you got to acclimate. And so you might just start small. Start with just a little bit. Like I said, start with some foods. You wouldn't even do, maybe if you're talking about doing organic foods, you may not do all organic. You might just do a few of those things that you get that are organic. You might start with organic bananas, which actually don't cost a whole lot more than normal bananas, right? You know, you start looking at some of the produce, you're like, whoa, that's a lot. But you look at some of this, you might say, hey, that's not much at all. So you got to start somewhere. You know, start that place. And then you can start building on and building on until eventually you're like, wait, do I even feel this anymore? And the truth is you don't, because again, it becomes about priorities. So whether it's food or health whether it's about being able to take more vacations and more trips, whatever it is that you think you need to afford, right? Whatever you want to afford, this is how you do it. You know, again, I'd say check out the ebook that I have on moneyripples.com. That's got some great tips in there, and that can help you find some of that cash. But I'm here to tell you the biggest thing that can help you is just saying, you know what, this is our priority. It might mean that we cut out other stuff so we can have the thing that we want. It's about having best rather than just better or good. We want the best things in our lives. So guys, I know you can have this work. I've seen people do it. I've seen people on very tight budgets still. You know, their biggest expense could be groceries. They could be spending over $1,000 a month because they eat healthy. They could be spent on supplementation. But they might only be making $4,000 a month. But they make it work. And I'm telling you, you can too. So, guys, I hope this helps. I hope this helps you, especially with your New Year's goals that you might be having. This might be a big one for you. So, anyways, I hope you make it a wonderful and prosperous week. We'll see you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on the Chris Miles Money Show.